This show is sponsored by MidasResources.com, your trusted source for precious metals since 1996. Call Midas today at 1-800-686-2237.
Ladies and gentlemen, can I please have your attention? And I need all of you to stop what you're doing and listen.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Robert Scott Bell Show.
Today's health insurance reform is the law of the land.
The health care law was supposed to keep medical costs down, but a new report says your payments are expected to jump.
I think I made a mistake.
Robert Scott Bell.
A coalition of public health advocates targeting Ronald McDonald.
I'd love to see Ronald McDonald retired. Well, let's kill him off like we did Joe Camel.
Oh, look at that!
Robert Scott Bell.
Side effects may include depressed mood,
thoughts of suicide,
insomnia,
suicide may occur,
diarrhea,
unusual or strange dreams,
agitation,
sexual side effects,
drowsiness, dizziness,
nausea,
hostility,
trouble sleeping,
seizures,
serious skin reactions,
thoughts of suicide,
because
suicide may occur.
Oh yeah, drugs. You gotta have drugs.
Taking on bureaucrats and corporations that would stand in the way of health freedom and making sense out of medical propaganda. The voice of health, freedom, and liberty, Robert Scott Bell.
All right, thanks for coming to the show. I'll see you later. I got to go pack. I've got no time to do a radio show tonight, Superdome. Why am I here? So I'm stressed. I've taken some extra CBD. I've got to hit the 911 stress control. It's like, you know, when I used to be traveling all... By the way, welcome, everybody. Robert Scott Bell Show here. I'm going to try to do the show...
You just come right out of the gate, and it's all about
super
you.
Super quick. It's all about me. That's
all
right.
About you.
I'm trying to distract us from the fact that my acceptance speech is on YouTube, and I thought I did the mea culpas already. I have to do it again, because of all the people I thanked, I didn't thank my humble and lovable producer, Super Don, and I still feel guilty about that. Racked with Jewish guilt.
You still kicking what? Yourself over that?
I know. It's just horrible. I just feel like I couldn't do this. It wouldn't sound half as good.
It's all good. I do not hold it against you. There is no regrets. There's no resentment. You're in the clear.
Oh, sure. You say that now. But when I'm on the commercial break, look out, Robert.
I know. I'm going to be a total jerk. No.
No, the vitamin L is flowing. Super Don, you know how much I appreciate you. So if anybody sees that and says, what a cad that RSB is, he didn't even thank his producer. I don't know. I didn't have a plan. I didn't have anything written down. So there you. That's what happened. So
right.
You can check it out next, if you'd like.
Yeah, tell you what. I know you're going to get more awards, so you can just make it up on the next award.
Oh, you're very kind. Thank you. All right, next award. I'm going to forget my wife and kids and everybody else.
Oh, no,
but
no,
never
no,
not.
No, please, I will fall on the sword for you on that one.
Oh my gosh. All right, so let's see what we got today. We got the Yes on 2 campaign. We got somebody talking about the Amendment 2 vote coming up in Florida to make Florida a medical marijuana state. We've got somebody from that group coming on board for the first time ever. We got Stephen Hewer back. We'll talk about some pH issues. And if you missed it the last time, no excuses this time. South Florida, I'm coming to see you again, November 23rd.
Yeah.
Unlock your power to heal. Guess who will be there? Paul Barretero. And, of course, Dr. Michael Haley. Unfortunately, we'll miss Liam. He's in California in the desert. So we'll have some other person talking about raw food. We'll talk about that next hour as well. And, of course, if you have a question or comment, we do have a question of the day on silver coming up. It's 866-939-BELL, 866-939-2355. Now, you pointed this first article out to me, Super Don, as you typically do. You scour and you know what we need to cover. And
yeah.
This one particular story, I was surprised you brought to my attention, because there's a guy named Robert Reich.
Reich.
Yes. If you remember the old Rush Limbaugh way of saying it. Yes. He brought that out years ago. And he's supposedly an economy guy. He was an advisor to was he part of the Clinton administration way back when?
Yes, he was.
Right.
As a matter of fact, yeah.
And he has an alternate. He's got a editorial here. The real reason Big Pharma rips us off. And the subtitle hint, we let it.
Yeah.
Not only did we let it, we actually, you dummycrats and republicrats encouraged it. You stepped aside and you said, bureaucratic oligarchy, have at it. You relinquish your responsibility as people who are supposed to write the laws that are then passed and signed into law and executed by the executive branch. but you walked away from that responsibility. Now, the stats that Reich reveals are pretty telling, and they're accurate, so no beef there. But he said the pharmaceutical companies and device makers paid some $380 million in speaking and consulting fees over a five-month period in 2013. Now, remember, Superdome, we talked about the $3.5 billion. So he just picked out a small segment
he
of that.
He cherry-picked us. Now, listen, $380 million, that's no small number.
That's not a small number. You're right.
In 5 months, that's still a lot of money.
Still, yeah. I mean, I said that I would leave homeopathy for the $3.5 billion. $380 million, I might consider.
$380 million?
$380 million. Maybe. Mm. But I'd probably run right back because the stuff that they're peddling doesn't work and it'll kill you. But, you know, listen, this is the conflicts of interest that occur just by being a doctor if you accept these things. But the doctors, of course, insist that, well, they have no effect on what they prescribe. But if that's the case, why do the drug companies give the money out? Is it charity? Well, we know how these doctors are doing not so well. Let's just give them some money because we like them, right? I don't think at that level of business that that's really happening. I mean, they're not a charity. They're not a ministry. And what are you going to expect? But, you know, Reich complains, as most people do, the drugs cost so much. And it's, you know, how is this happening? He's trying to pick it apart and explain it. And one of the things, of course, he references the patent protection issue. And that the drug companies can tweak a molecule just slightly and then gain extra patent protection for their drug. So it extends the life of the overpriced, extremely high-priced medicine or drugs. Another thing that they do here is they pay the generics to stay off the market so that they gain more of that monopoly ability to charge you at the yin-yang for something that shouldn't cost that much. But what's missing from this, Robert Reich editorial, is freedom. Although, as he jumps down to the end, he does talk about the so-called free market, but he criticizes it.
Mm-hmm.
He says, you know, why isn't the public outraged over this? Well, he says partly because it's hidden from view, all the stuff that happens behind the scenes, not here on the Robert Scott Bell Show. We let you see it, and we let them have it. But he says, we bought into the ideological claptrap of the free market being separate from and superior to government. Now I'm getting a little upset here with this guy. Because he, just like the Republicans, so you just so you know, this is not just an attack on a Democrat, but he, like the Republicans, completely disavow the reality of what a free market is. A free market is not a managed market. A free market is not a monopoly staged and set by the government. A free market is one where you have the ability to contract for services or goods without the encumbrance or the interference of government. Now, am I calling for absolute chaos and anarchy in this way? No, because it does not allow you in a real free market to poison people for profit. In fact, Big Pharma could never get away with what they're getting away with in a true free market, because there would be hell to pay. They would be bankrupted by the payouts that they would have to do to compensate the people who had been injured or killed by the use of their products, and that includes, yes, the vaccines, which they have been, well, their liability has been absolved by decree of the bureaucratic oligarchy, the king, through the vaccine courts, the kangaroo courts. And so Reich doesn't get that any more than most establishment Republicans get that. In the free market, he says, it can't be separated from government because government determines the rules of the game. Well, no, not in a free market. It doesn't, other than to level the playing field, to say you have the right to sell your goods, to sell your service. You can't lie about it knowingly. That's different. Again, here we come into the issue of, well, you want the Wild West, no regulations. No, I want the freedom to choose what I want to use, or what I chose to sell. Now, if you deceive somebody or if you harm somebody, yes, there should be hell to pay for that. Karmic retribution, and within the common law, there is that already established within the Constitution. You use force or fraud and deceit in the selling of your product, you don't get protected by big government in a free market. However, in a pretend free market that Reich is referring to, the government protects the manufacturers, the manufacturers in this case, Big Pharma, from the injury and damage that they cause to some degree. But they do pay out billions in fines to the federal government. Occasionally they'll pay out to the people who they've harmed. but it's not enough to put them out of business because they're at the point where they're making not just billions, but hundreds of billions, perhaps are reaching trillions at this point. So the question that Reich asks is not whether government should play a role in the market. Without such government decisions, there would be no market, he says, and no new drugs. Can you imagine that without government, there would be no market? How is this possible? Have you ever exchanged goods or services with someone without government knowing anything about it? Tell me that there's no market there.
Yeah, if you did, how did you even know what to do, right?
Well, exactly. The issue is how the government organizes the market. Did the government organize that market when you hired yourself out to mow the lawn when you were a kid? No, there was nothing involved there. But, you know, what Reich gets wrong, he says, well, as long as the big drug makers are making the decisions, it's disproportionate in those decisions, then we all pay through the nose. No, as long as your government, which is not a free market, establishes a monopoly for those drugs and patent protection for those drugs for basically ever, almost, no one's ever going to be able to afford the drugs. Not that we need the drugs, because in a free market, people will gravitate toward the things that actually work and won't kill them. Herbs, supplements, homeopathics, energy healing, water, etc. Now I'm going to leave that there and move on to a question of the day. Because this also sort of relates to a free market issue. This one's coming from someone who's calling himself Steve the Thorough. Steve the Thorough. He says he submitted a detailed question to us about preventing cancer based on specific potential causes, and Dr. Batar and I covered it. He was happy with that. But he says he's been using colloidal silver off and on for the past couple of years and has great results. He's eliminated fungal and bacterial rashes that he had on the skin, but he was doing research and he came across a buffoon with a blog that claimed there is no good use for silver. Everybody's going to turn blue. It's going to kill you. And in fact, they say that if you take colloidal silver or any form of silver, it's going to wipe out your glutathione. And Steve the Thorough wants me to answer that. Because this guy on this blog, and we have it linked up in the show notes, I don't want to give him any extra publicity, right, claims that there is absolutely no use for silver in the body, which belies the scientific fact validated in peer-reviewed literature that there are receptor sites on the myelin sheath of the nerve cell for silver. And it's that bizarre. The silver is the first thing you get from your mom when you get breast milk. What's bizarre there, Super Don?
You just read down the page, and I mean, this guy calls himself a health consultant.
Yeah.
Well,
but he's a vitamin C fanatic.
He needs to be a brain consultant. I don't know. Everything he says here is just absolutely just wrong.
Yeah. Well, listen, if you want the right kind of silver, come and see me Thursday, Tuesday, two nights from now in Seattle, Federal Way, Washington, at Marlene's Market in Delhi. Sovereign Silver, thanks to them, will be there. And drugs and more drugs. I'm going to talk about them after this break.
The revolution will be broadcast.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Hello, this is Ty Bollinger, author of the best-selling book, Cancer, Step Outside the Box. I want you to know some very important information. In 1985, President Ronald Reagan requested that Carnivora be sent directly to the White House at a time when only the president could obtain this world-class healer. Now, 27 years later, Carnivora capsules are used around the world to keep people healthy. Now you can protect yourself and your loved ones in this age of superbugs with 17 naturally occurring compounds that instinctively respond to abnormal cells only without harming a single normal cell. If you want to stay healthy, now's your chance to literally wake up your critical immune cells to attack harmful invaders that don't belong in your body. Call 1-866-VENUS-FLY or order from carnivora.com. That's carnivora.com. That's 1-866-836-8735, 1-866-VENUS-FLY, or visit carnivora.com. Protect your immune system. It's the only one you've got.
Mike Stenerson from Midas Resources. At no time in history have precious metals been more important, certainly not in my 22 years in the industry. The dollar has lost over 90% of its value in the last 60 years. No fiat currency has ever survived the government printing presses. Ours is not immune. The time is now to be proactive. 1-800-686-2237, extension 116. Anything tied to the dollar is at risk. CDs, annuities, 401ks, IRAs, stocks, bonds, you name it. So decide. Do you want to leave a legacy of wealth or debt for your family? The choice is yours. Call me at 1-800-686-2237, extension 116. That's 1-800-686-2237, extension 116. 416. Be proactive, not reactive. Call 1-800-686-2237, extension 116.
What good is a Big Berkey water filter?
We get that question a lot here at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. And in a word, the answer is protection. Protection from water main breaks, E. coli contamination, environmental chemical spills, pesticide runoff, chlorine taste and smell, and all forms of fluoride. Plus, Big Berkey water filters are the original gravity water filter system and most trusted on the market for a reason. Tested by multiple independent NSF EPA certified labs, they are the gold standard in water purification. At only 1.7 cents a gallon, a single set of filters can last for 5 to 10 years. That means big savings. Big Berkey, the one that's powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get a Big Berkey today at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. GCN listeners receive 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Visit our website or call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MYTV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch, when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
All right, so already thinking about tomorrow, because who's going to be here? Super Don and TMB. Ty Bollinger's going to be hosting tomorrow as I'm heading to Seattle. Looking forward to seeing everybody out there.
TMB and Super D.
See, that's right, TMB and Super D. I like the way that sounds. You guys are going to be doing an epic rap battle of some kind, are you not?
Something like that. We'll be all dressed up in our chains and our Adidas tennis shoes. And,
Oh, my goodness. Well, listen, the silver question is a good question based on there's a lot of misinformation and disinformation about silver, of course. And the guy that wrote that blog, he's so high on vitamin C, it's ridiculous. Doesn't even recognize that most of the vitamin C sold is GMO contaminated, made with GMO ingredients, and made by Big Pharma. Very rare to find vitamin C is not like that. Right. And, you know, we don't discount that it can help in some cases, but I think selenium is much more important than vitamin C personally. And if you're worried about, let's say, exhausting glutathione supplies, just keep taking selenium. Drink some One World Whey, you know, some non-denatured whey protein. You'll be fine. And this form of silver that I use is never going to turn you blue, okay? Now, on to a big story here. Talk about allergic reactions and things. You know, these things are huge as far as you hear. If you're going to ask the question, like, what do you think is causing the most serious adverse allergic reactions? What are you going to say? I'm going to think of peanuts, right?
Peanuts. Bee stings.
How about bee stings are big, right? Those two would just come to anybody's mind, and why wouldn't they? Because they're huge in the source or cause of a lot of these adverse reactions, anaphylaxis, and even death. But this is a shocking story, in fact. And I'm not going to spend a lot of time because I think I want to talk to Dr. Frank King about it in the Healing Revolution on Friday. But it turns out that FDA-approved pharmaceutical drugs are actually the cause of the vast majority of fatal allergic reactions.
That's
now,
crazy.
lest you think this is, just Mike Adams and Natural News or Dr. Mercola and all the good guys out there on our side that say, you know, natural is better. You know, because sometimes we're thrown under the bus because we don't, you know, we're not big pharma guys, right? We're not getting the $3.5 million every 5 months or whatever it is. No, this was published on a blog hosted by the New York Times, an official blog of the New York Times.
Well, and not to mention that the study that mm-hmm. contains this data was published in the Journal of Allergy and Clinical Immunology. So it's for real.
Yep, it's for real. Now, 60% of all the deaths, and this is going back from 1999 through 2010, just about 60% of all the deaths were caused by reactions to FDA-approved, properly prescribed, administered, dosed, ingested drugs.
And not
half were
drugs.
Caused, half of those were caused by, guess what? Our favorite here, antibiotics.
Antibiotics. Now, that is right. bizarre. Like I said, mm-hmm. if you did a man on the street thing and you asked people about allergies, bad ones, you know, bad reactions, mm-hmm. fatal allergies, you're right. I think the majority of people would pick peanuts and bee stings. But how often do you hear about fatal allergic reactions to antibiotics? That doesn't mm-hmm. seem to make the news very much.
Doesn't, as they're promoting the antibiotics and saying it are dangerous all at the same time. Now, we know why this happens. I mean, it's like napalm in the gut, the seat of the immune system. You have aberrant, all kinds of aberrant metabolic dysfunction that occurs after you destroy the integrity of the gut. Now, this is why I speak still so much when I go out around the world about gut health and how to recover it in ways that no one seems to know. You know, there's a lot of good stuff happening out there on the gut, but we've got some ways to accelerate that healing. And, you know, we'll be talking about it on Thursday evening, the 9th of October, of course, at Marlene's Market Deli. We're working on some events with Nick Brannigan out there in Las Vegas around the November 14, 15, 16 weekend when ACAM is in town there in Vegas. And we'll be back down in South Florida the week before that, November 23rd. And we'll talk with Paul Bertero and Dr. Michael Haley a little later. The drugs are the cause of so much disastrous death and dismemberment and all kinds of things that are happening, horrible things. And the silver we talked about that is often used as a broad-spectrum antimicrobial instead of antibiotics, not on the list. There weren't any allergic reactions causing death from silver. And if you think you're allergic to silver, you're typically allergic to the base metals they're mixed with if you're not doing a pure form of silver or even the silver jewelry that is contaminated with base metals and other heavy metals perhaps, not the kind of silver we use here. So an important distinction needs to be made. Beware. We're going to talk about this a lot more this Friday on the Healing Revolution with Dr. Frank King. Stand by for that. We're going to move into the medicine of creation, the natural medicine that is not adulterated by man, at least not so much, I don't think. But if we got it organic and pure, clean and balanced, cannabinoids can heal. They can be lifesavers. They can prevent you from overdosing on a pharmaceutical drug. Yes, they can. Yes on Two is the topic in Florida, and we've got Elias Egozi from Yes on Two joining us after the break.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
In all my years of radio, I've never seen anything like this.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Loads of people tell me I have energy to spare. And, you know, a lot of times I do. It's largely because I'm drinking Robert's water. The Echo Ionization and Alkalization System. You've heard me talk to Paul Bertero, my good friend here. And he's with me now telling you about these virtues of why everybody should be drinking Robert's water.
Absolutely. Everyone wants more energy. You bring up a good point, Robert. You have good energy. But everybody doesn't have good energy. So they want a little bit of a boost every day. Well, I don't know of an easier way than to drink Echo water every day.
And, of course, immune enhancement. Detoxification, all of these things enhance energy. And so it's simple as putting it right there at your faucet and you can drink it too. Echo Water, check it out at robertswater.com. The phone number is 800-337-7017, 800-337-7017. Money back guarantee?
Absolutely. Never had to pay out yet, but 60 days.
800-337-7017, 800-337-7017. Free downloadable ebook. The Power to Hydrate is now yours. Go to robertswater.com.
If you need to say happy birthday, happy anniversary, thank you, or simply, I'm thinking of you, ProFlowers.com is the key. ProFlowers has stunning bouquets, like the best-selling 100 blooms for $19.99. Plus, ProFlowers will include a glass vase for free. Sending someone a wonderful surprise of beautiful flowers sent fresh from the field is easy. Choose the bouquet you like, pick the delivery date, and each order is 100% guaranteed. Plus, all bouquets from ProFlowers are guaranteed to last at least 7 full days. Beautiful, fragrant flowers, picked fresh and sent to your loved one for lasting enjoyment. to get this incredible savings and send someone 100 gorgeous blooms with a free vase for $19.99, go to proflowers.com. Click the blue microphone in the top right corner and enter code PLOW. That's proflowers.com. Click the mic and enter code PLOW.
We live in a complicated society. Stressful issues are always popping up. Have you ever been treated unfairly by someone? Have you ever been overcharged for a repair? Have you ever signed a contract or a document, worried about identity theft? How many times have you been in those unique situations where you just wanted to call an attorney to find out if you're right or wrong, or what your legal rights are? But every time you think about calling an attorney, what do you think about first? That's right. Who do you call, and how much will it cost? Our friends at Legal Shield have found a solution. With a nationwide network of 6,900 attorneys who average 19 years of experience, Legal Shield's law firms take over 40,000 calls per week helping their members. For less than $20 per month, you can have access to Legal Shield on everything from the trivial to the traumatic. Let Legal Shield stand up for your rights at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com. Or call 855-340-SAVE, 855-340-7283.
Results will vary from case to case.
Summertime is save big time at Herbal Healer Academy. Long-term customers know summer is the time to stock up at herbalhealer.com. And for new customers, welcome to the web's best place to save on vitamins, minerals, and more. Log on for summer specials, including all sizes of colloidal silver, colloidal minerals, and intestinal freedom on sale. Choose from Herbal Healer's great variety of weight loss products like apple cider vinegar, Hoodia, and Metabolic Complex and Pro-Metabolic, all on sale now. Also, the anti-parasite Intestinal Freedom and Wormwood Plus Complex, plus Stevia Liquid Sweetener and the Super Enzymes, all on sale for summer at herbalhealer.com. As always, we offer certificate correspondence courses in natural medicine. Enjoy same-day shipping and free online newsletter. Log on now to herbalhealer.com and look for summer specials to save big with our nation's leader in supplying quality natural medicine and education since 1988. Herbal Healer Academy.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right, General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for $35,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet for $35,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL. Lock in your price now. Call 866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
Hello.
Hello.
Hello, hello, hello.
Quiet, numbskulls, I'm broadcasting.
You're amazing. You are something else.
Robert Gottfeld.
He has both style and substance.
Robert Gottfeld.
How much power do talk radio hosts really have?
This is transformational, and it's awesome.
The Robert Scott Bell Show. It seems as though the battle for the use of the plants of creation for healing is focusing this November with a vote here in Florida, right? Or Florida, depending on where you're from. Why is it being impacted by a casino man in Nevada? That's what I want to know. This guy Sheldon Adelson throwing loads of money into Florida to say, hey, don't you dare vote yes on Amendment 2. We know here on the Robert Scott Bell Show we are very much in favor of opening up the lines of freedom for this plant that has helped so many. And I have personal experience of that with family members and friends who have been helped immeasurably in ways that the drugs could only dream of doing. Unfortunately, when they try to do it, they end up harming. Right now we're joined by the South Florida spokesman for United for Care Florida, Elias Agosi. Elias, welcome to the Robert Scott Bell Show.
Thanks for having me.
Well, I'm glad to have you on board. I don't know how things are going down there in South Florida, but I certainly want to plug into everything going on around the state heading into November 2nd, because even though polls have said like almost 90% of Floridians say, yeah, we should have medical marijuana, there's money flooding in to prevent a 60% yes vote, which is what would turn this state into a state which would allow doctors to prescribe it as needed.
Yeah, let me correct you real quick. Actually, it's the vote's on November 4th, not the 2nd, kind of a key detail.
Yes, thank you for correcting. The number 2 was ringing in my head too hardly.
Amendment 2, November 4th, exactly. It's a question I ask myself every day. What is this guy doing, given so much money to the cause against us? And funny stat, it's actually more money than that's ever been spent on an anti-medical marijuana campaign in the entire nation since history. So if that doesn't cause some alarms, I don't know what does.
But that begs the question, what is it about Florida going yes? Does that mean the rest of the country folds if Florida goes yes? I mean, why is Sheldon Adelson, of all things, a supposed Republican conservative, I'm not sure, but why does he invest money in Florida? Is there some threat to his business interest in Nevada or elsewhere that are hidden behind the scenes?
You know, that's a great question. It's a great question that I wish I had the answer for. It's really unfortunate that for whatever his private reasons are, he's pouring this kind of money to prevent patients who really need this medicine from getting it. It's a real shame.
Well, he's got commercials running. I don't know if it's he personally, but there's a group that's trying to stop this thing from happening, claiming that doctors don't want this to happen, and police and sheriffs don't want this to happen. Yet how is it possible that supposedly in certain polls 90% of the public are saying, what's the big deal here? If people need it, it's probably better than the drugs that they're taking right now.
You kind of thing that you see in most medical marijuana campaigns, the poll numbers start real high because conceptually most people agree and understand that marijuana is medicine. We fought that fight and we're way past that point at this point. But what starts to get nitpicked is the actual ballot language for each individual state, and we have one that's not intended to be a regulatory framework, it's not intended to be a regulatory document, but it is a framework. Mm-hmm. So they have some issues with the way that we left it up to the Department of Health to basically authorize and regulate this industry, and that's mostly what they're pushing back on.
Well, can you help me go through this ad that they're doing and maybe counter some of the misinformation in there? Because they're trying to frighten people that suddenly your 4-year-old out on the playground is going to be able to prescribe medical marijuana for his cousin. I mean, it's just absurd what I'm hearing.
Yeah. Lies and scare tactics, to say the least.
Yeah. I'm going to play a little clip from it. I'll pause it, and then I'll ask you to comment on what's claimed in the ad, okay?
Sounds good.
All right, here we go.
I'm a doctor. This is my prescription pad, and you won't need it to legally buy pot under Amendment 2.
All right, so she says she's a doctor and she has a prescription pad to write drugs, and her first claim is that you're not even going to need that. Is that true? What's the status there?
It's funny. So marijuana cannot be prescribed, period, because the way it's classified as a federal Schedule I substance. But by no means will somebody not need a doctor's recommendation to get this medicine. So a prescription is not what exactly is given to the patient, but it is required mm-hmm. to have a doctor's recommendation and then a patient ID card that's issued directly from our Florida Department of Health in order to have access to this alternative treatment.
So they're playing on the language here that even if they would write, it's not required because you couldn't technically do it anyway.
Exactly. No state. There's 23 states in D.C. already legal with medical marijuana. Not a single mm-hmm. one is writing prescriptions. Every last one of them are writing recommendations.
Pretty sneaky, sis, right there from the get-go. That's Sheldon Adelson money playing it up. So let's hear, what is the second claim from there?
Amendment 2 is a trick. It's written to make you think pot will require a prescription.
Well, again, she plays up on that fear. It's written to say that you're going to need a prescription. But, again, if you're saying none of the 23 states, including D.C., have made that part of it, then what's different here? Nothing. They're playing on the ignorance, perhaps, of the Florida voter at this point.
Exactly.
All right, let's see where we go from here.
Like FDA-approved medications, it won't. Under Amendment 2, marijuana would be sold in pill mill-style pot shops.
What? Medical marijuana will be sold in pill mill-style pot shops. What is she saying there?
I mean, frankly, in my opinion, I think she has very little faith, or they have very little faith in the Department of Health of regulating. And, I mean, mm-hmm. there's really no reason to believe that. They've done a decent job as far as rolling out other programs. and we fully expect them to regulate and implement Amendment 2 responsibly.
So what they're saying is that if you pass this law, we can't rely on the regulators in Florida. They don't have no faith in the regulators to do this correctly. Is that correct?
Exactly, yes.
And as far as what we've witnessed from the 23 states so far, we haven't seen, you know, the hell hellfire and damnation and the ground open up and sucking the people of the state. I mean, like you said, there haven't been disasters. If there were, they would be front page and center and focused in an ad like this.
Yeah, I mean, no, it's funny. It's actually the exact opposite. I mean, prescription pill deaths are down 10 to 25% in some states. Recreational use is down. There's positive effects that are being held on these states, not negative ones. And so it's absolutely absurd for them to speculate on something different than that.
All right, so let's go from the pill mills to whatever's next here.
Unapproved and unregulated by the FDA.
You know, that to me, that's a selling point, what she just said. Anybody who has any consciousness left, if it's unapproved and unregulated by the FDA, it's probably safer, especially with a story I just covered before we brought you on here about the fact that the vast majority of all anaphylactic allergic reactions to substances are not from bee stings or peanuts, but they're from FDA-approved drugs. So that right there should be something that's in favor, very strongly in favor of Amendment 2, I think.
Yeah, I mean, prescription pills kill thousands and thousands, you know, on a yearly basis. I think we all understand that already. Actually, everything that is approved by the FDA today is probably more harmful to your body than marijuana will ever be.
Yeah, and even the so-called harder drugs that are considered illicit that we're not fans of here are not seemingly as dangerous and in some cases addictive as, for instance, the pain medications, the prescription pain medicines that this doctor supposedly would write a prescription for that would more likely kill you and addict you and then kill you than cannabis is proving to be non-addictive and certainly not deadly.
Yeah, I mean, and then take over-the-counter medicine. I mean, marijuana has never in its history killed a human being from overdose. And you take something like Advil, if you take too many Advil, it's the last time you ever have a headache.
Yeah, exactly. Well said. All right, so from here, where do we go? They say non-regulated, non-FDA, which for me is a good thing. Let's see what the crescendo and finale of this ad against the Amendment 2.
FDA, Amendment 2, there's nothing medical about this marijuana.
Wow, that's a really cute thing. There's nothing medical about this marijuana. Really, it is just public relations, and it's using language and the sound and her intonations to convince somebody of things that are absolutely not true.
Why didn't she just say, this ad brought to you by Reefer Madness? I mean, she might as well have done that.
It's a question I ask myself every day. You know, the truth is that if Amendment 2 passes, and obviously we're hoping that it does, we expect every last milligram of cannabis that goes out from the dispensaries to be lab tested for impurities, for THC content, for CBD content. So it will indeed be medical marijuana.
Yeah, I do want to see, and we covered a story a while back that Sheldon Adelson had some form of patent or it was enjoying some connection to some exclusivity on certain strains of cannabis. So there was some conflict of interest that Adelson doesn't want people to know about. We've got to keep digging on that to find out why he's throwing so much money at Florida, because there are other states considering this. Why Florida? What happens if Florida becomes a medical marijuana state? That's going to be an interesting thing to see.
Yeah, and it's a real shame. I mean, like I said, he it's ironic. The more you scratch the surface, the more the irony comes out. I mean, he has never lived a day in Florida in his life. He has no interest in the medical marijuana industry. So why he's putting money against us is again, it's over my head. But the irony is he actually funds research in Israel that's pro-medical marijuana. So the lab that he funds in Israel has released several studies about marijuana's effectiveness as a treatment for MS. So again, the plot just continues to thicken with this guy. And frankly, he's not the only one. I mean, they've got a tobacco lobbyist on their board. Their chair is Carlton Turner, who's an old drug czar from Reagan's era, who was basically quoted in the media from saying that marijuana leads to homosexuality and therefore hate. So, you know, they have money and they're going to spend it on these ads. And I just caution all the listeners to you know, notice and understand where the message is coming from. And really just do your own research and the facts will explain themselves.
Well, I agree with that. I think that participation with United for Care, it's all over the state now. How will people connect with you if they're in South Florida or elsewhere? We're going to be down there, but it'll be after the vote. So I definitely want to get people plugged in to help you out.
Yeah, I mean, we're all over Twitter. We're all over Facebook, the statewide page at United for Care and Facebook.com/United for Care. Anything south of basically Northwest Palm Beach. You can go directly to me. It's Elias, E-L-I-A-S, at UnitedForCare.org. And besides that, I'm sure you'll be hearing about us other routes.
All right. Well, Elias, I appreciate you so much joining us here on the Robert Scott Bell Show and doing the good work down there in South Florida. If you'd like to participate with United for Care, we have them linked up in the show notes. You just click on his name. It'll take you there. And counteract Sheldon Adelson, who, by the way, threw his money against Ron Paul in Nevada when he was running for president back in 2012, if you remember that. So we know where he stands on the real issues of liberty. But, Elias, I'm grateful for all your efforts there. Thanks for plugging us into all of this. And also, I'll remind you, it's November 4th, the vote in Florida. Amendment 2, vote yes. Thank you, my friend.
Thanks so much for having me.
All right, we'll see if we can get some more from United for Care between now and the election in Florida, get some updates on it. If we can find more out about what Adelson is really connected to, why he's doing it, we'll let you know as well. When we come back, we have a major league moment of dumb. We'll see if we can fit a phone call in. Jeff's calling from Canada, and we'll see if we can squeeze that in as well. RobertScadbell.com, NaturalNewsRadio.com, and our syndicator, GCN. We'll be right back.
Great heavens, what kind of radio show is this?
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Hello, this is Jonathan Wagner. We have an internet website, www.choosetobehealthy.com, that carries many of the products discussed on Robert's show, including 100% whole food chromium and selenium, silica, as well as sovereign silver and Nordic naturals. ChooseToBeHealthy.com features the Rolls Royce of probiotics. It's Dr. O'Hara's probiotics. Dr. O'Hara, a world-renowned microbiologist, formulated a unique probiotic that blends ancient Japanese fermentation methods with 21st century technology. No refrigeration is needed. Dr. O'Hara's probiotics contains the strongest lactic acid bacteria known to man based on scientific laboratory research. 6.25 times stronger. Quite simply, it works. And works very well. So go to our website, www.choosetobehealthy.com, or call us toll-free, 866-424-1077. That's 866-424-1077. We're here to help.
You know, CBD has been making headlines. It's changing minds as well. And the good news is hemp CBD is legal in all 50 states. CBD or cannabidiol is a natural part of the hemp plant that's making those headlines in 2014 here. Hemp is already considered a superfood by millions worldwide, including me, RSB. And it's enjoyed as a complete vegetarian protein and an ideal source of healthy omega fatty acids. Hemp Meds PX is the world's trusted CBD-rich hemp oil source. Hemp Meds PX sees total body care as a necessity, not a luxury. That's why they offer CBD-rich hemp oils in a variety of ways, from natural hair care and skin care to whole plant supplements and lifestyle products. Quality begins with non-GMO industrial hemp cultivars grown on family farms using no pesticides, herbicides, or toxic fertilizers. Only with Hemp Meds PX are you guaranteed consistent quality of natural CBD from healthy hemp. There are so many different ways to enjoy CBD-rich hemp oil from Hemp Meds PX. The only question we have for you is, have you had your CBD today?
For over 5 years, you've been hearing about the Berkey guy, so you may know a few things about him. For example, you are well aware of the superior quality and effectiveness of Berkey water filters and accessories. But did you know the Berkeys have had independent lab tests done to prove just how effective they are? It's true, and he can email you the test results. Just visit GoBerkey.com. You may also know that the Berkey guy has helped tens of thousands of people get better prepared. Now here's something you may not know. GoBerkey.com has amazing specials and deals all the time on a wide variety of survival and preparedness products. Most ready to ship same day. Visit the Berkey guy at GoBerkey.com and be sure to click the red Products on Sale Now button. You can always call toll-free 877-886-3653. Again, that's 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com, home of the Berkey guy.
The human body is extraordinary. Despite all the stresses we inflict upon it, it still works hard to stay in balance. Thousands upon thousands of people rely upon Heart and Body Extract to help their body stay balanced. This excellent 100% natural herbal formula helps maintain healthy blood pressure levels, cleans arteries, promotes good circulation, balances cholesterol, and more. HB Extract, paired with healthy lifestyle choices like good nutrition and exercise, can give you a life free of pain, sickness, and fear. Recapture
your youthful vitality and experience your body healing itself with the aid of HB Extract. It's extremely effective and it starts working in just days. Visit HBExtract.com to learn more and to read scores of testimonials from satisfied customers. And we've never increased our price in over 10 years. That makes Heart and Body Extract as great a value now as it was the first day we sold it. A healthy heart is a happy heart. Call 866-295-5305 or go to HBExtract.com.
We've been patiently waiting. Waiting while you tried to ignore us. Waiting while you acted like we didn't exist. Waiting for our chance to be taken seriously. The wait is over. GCN is available 24/7 at GCNlive.com. Navigate through news from your favorite host and download archives of past shows. Download the app on your smartphone or tablet or visit GCNlive.com for instant access and live streaming. GCNlive.com. The future of talk radio. Now at your fingertips.
Next to water and food, you need a safe, storable fuel supply for your preparedness needs. Spare Fuel is the answer. Spare Fuel can be used in any gas-powered vehicle or generator. Spare Fuel is perfect for any unforeseen out-of-gas emergencies. Unlike gasoline, Spare Fuel is safe to store with your other supplies, and it can be stored for many years. Go to GetSpareFuel.com for special pricing. That's GetSpareFuel.com.
All right, the science of probiotics at stake here today. We're going to talk about that as Big Pharma wants in on your gut flora, but big government not too happy about it. So it's a very interesting twist of the regulatory fate as Big Pharma addresses the microbiota, so to speak, microbiome. We'll get to that. Also, what else coming up? Paul Bertero and Dr. Michael Haley. We're all going to be together for another Unlock Your Power to Heal event, November 23rd in South Florida, Fort Lauderdale area. Hope to see you there, as well as this coming Thursday, two days from now. Wow, the night. We'll be in Seattle, Federal Way, Washington, at Marlene's Market in Delhi. Live broadcast this time of the day on the Pacific Coast. I'll be drive time there, Super Don, on your time zone.
I know. And you've been kind of training for this, haven't you?
Yes, I'm in training for it. I have been staying up late and sleeping in on the East Coast just so I'm ready, because I was a little nervous about doing a lecture like starting at 9:30, 10 at night, my body clock time. So call me a wimp, whatever you want, but I'm just in training for the time zone shift. Let's see how I do.
Yeah, well, you have to report back once you get back.
Yeah. Now, despite some of the naysayers out there, we do love science. We do appreciate science. And when there are really amazing things that are uncovered and discovered, we tend to like to cover them. But there are certain forms of science that are incredible. You ask yourself, how did that get paid for? Who paid for that? Guess what? It's time for our
Moment of Duh.
What are you people? On dope?
Amalgamated Association of Morons. Local 6 and 7-8.
You're crazy!
No.
What is your major malfunction?
It's today's Moment of Duh, brought to you by Technology and Teams. They don't mix. Not this way. Texting? I thought that was kind of cool when that came out. But no, now they call it sexting. And somebody did research. That's right. They did research on sexting. And Super Don, you'll never guess what they found.
Unfortunately, I can guess what they found.
You can?
Go. What did this research discover?
This research found that teens who sexed, which they evidently, they send pictures of themselves naked. What is that? They're more likely to have, guess what? Beans for lunch? No. Sex for dinner? Maybe. Yeah, in fact, they're actually engaging in the behavior. They're more likely to. It's like, I didn't think that would happen if they're doing this. They're sending those kind of pictures.
They're sending sexual texts to other kids their age, and they're more likely to have sex if
they're engaged in the behavior that they're promoting. It shows me I'm getting old, because obviously, we didn't have that technology to text, much less sex. But, I mean, the thing is, you know, you might send a little note that was suggestive or something. But the stuff going on today, is it like me going, the kids today? I feel like,
well,
yeah, oy.
It's kind of interesting because, I mean, look, technology today. I mean, if you think back mm-hmm. when we were kids,
yeah.
you know, I remember we grew up, like, with the birth of the computer. I mean, you know, it was like personal computers like you have in your house. I mean, I can remember when the first one came out. So, you know, technology is just nuts. And they're saying that this sexting thing that the teens are doing is yeah. now this generation's first base.
Kids, come on. Don't take pictures of your body parts and send them to other kids. Not a good plan. Not a good plan. You know, listen, we're not so old that we don't remember what it was like to be a teenager and the things that go on. But the technology is such that it's just kind of, you know, It's opened up a whole new realm I hadn't considered, but that they studied this again. I just really, come on. If you know they're doing that, it's just like the girls that smoked. Remember, I got in trouble for this with you, Super Don. if you're a teenage girl, if you know high school girls that smoke cigarettes, you know they're easy.
Oh yeah.
Remember that?
Yeah, I do remember that, and I chastised you
got
for that.
You got upset for that, but it's true.
It's not true.
It is totally true. You know,
it's
they,
not
everybody
true.
Knew.
Maybe,
not true
no,
anymore?
No.
Okay.
No. You know, actually, probably another sign of the times is that, you know, yeah. that sort of thing has become far more, you know, widespread as far as the smoking goes. But I don't know. That's just a stereotype. But listen, here's the
yeah.
thing. And I think this is where what you take away from this. The research itself, silly. Yes,
yeah.
if kids are sending pictures of themselves, you know, naked to other kids, they're probably going to end up having sex. There's a higher percentage of rate there.
Sure.
But talk to your teenager.
Please.
Really.
Yes.
Talk to your teenager about what's going on with the phone.
Find out what you're doing. You know, my son, I gave him two cans and a string. I mean, he can't do much
yeah.
with that, right?
Smoke
yeah,
signals.
He's complaining.
Yeah.
Come on, Dad, let me text. All right, you can text. Got the old phones, but no smartphones yet. All right, next hour, Paul Bertero, Stephen Hewer, talking PH, and Dr. Michael Haley, Unlock Your Power to Heal, coming up, because the power to heal is yours.
The Robert Scott
the
Bell
Robert
Show.
Scott Bell Show.
If you have candida overgrowth, just taking antifungal agents or starving yourself of sweets does not address the cause. Candida overgrowth is the result of a toxic, damaged, acidic, low oxygen, and inflamed tissue environment. The goal should be to remove the toxins, heal damaged tissues, restore healthy pH, eliminate inflammation, and feed beneficial bacteria. Previous usage of antibiotics or steroids or exposure to mercury or other toxins can damage many cells in the GI tract and body that make you prone to candida overgrowth. Removing toxins and healing tissues should be the goal. One World Whey is a whey protein food that supports detoxification, repair of tissues, and elimination of inflammation, healthy pH, and growth of beneficial bacteria. One World Whey is newly reformulated to be higher in protein and lower in carbohydrate. We believe One World Whey is an excellent food to support your efforts to create a healthy internal body environment. Call 888-988-3325 or visit oneworldwhey.com. That's oneworldwhey.com.
At 30dayfoodsupply.com, you can now purchase a one-of-a-kind product not available anywhere else, a meatless burger dry mix in four delicious flavors. With our new Oregon Trail Foods vegan burgers, all you do is add water and fry. They need no refrigeration. They're packaged in Mylar bags with an oxygen absorber for a long shelf life. They're non-GMO. They're gluten, soy, nut, and chemical-free, but they're loaded with flavor and a good source of carbs and protein, yet low in sodium. Flavors include Italian, spicy Mexican, six vegetable, and black bean olive. Go to 30dayfoodsupply.com or call 541-229-0010 and order today. Eat them every day, take them camping, or save them for an emergency. Check them out at 30dayfoodsupply.com and click on the vegan burger icon. That's 30dayfoodsupply.com, where all of our products are produced in Oregon by Oregon Trail Foods. 30dayfoodsupply.com.